what was the Porter community like when you were playing basketball? And describe any support you might remember during those days.
I'm going to address not only the Wildwood community, but all of the communities, Wallen, Townsend, Friendsville, Everett. It was a sense of community in each one of those areas, and each community supported their team. I mean, the gyms would be packed every game. I went to a local game, I'm going to say last week, and it was sad. The gym wasn't even half full. The lower section of the gym was barely half full. And compared to the support that we had, I don't think our teams nowadays are getting the support that we did.
Well, I thought and felt like this was basically community time. We generally had at least two games a week, sometimes three, Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. But people did support the schools and the sports. And today, with travel ball and everything, people are just so busy, and I think that's took away from the activities. But most people had also attended the school here, and people came back. They came and cheered for the teams, and it really gave people somewhere to go. We weren't out here running around doing everything, but I often say to kids today that they, like Pat said, most of them are small, very family, all is all there. The students don't go that much, but it was a very community-oriented.
Well, I wasn't from the community, but I know, like Pat said, each school community supported their teams. And after winning, our whole county was very supportive of our team. And, you know, well, we had parades, or we were welcomed back here as champions, winners, mm-hmm. and things. And that was kind of special for us too. Our, you know, our little team from Wildwood community won the state championship. Mm-hmm. And for us, I think our background's coming from little smaller schools than the Wildwood one. It's kind of big and special to us, you know, because we're just nobodies and we were somebody at that time. And it was kind of special.
It was sort of expected of Porter, too, because they had won the state championship, like I say, with no divisions in 59, 63, and then we won in 67. So that's probably a record, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that goes.
I'll have to look that up. I need mm-hmm. to do a little more mm-hmm. research on that. Have you seen the community change over time?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I don't even know part of my neighbors now. And it's sad. I know there are things being done in the community to try to rebuild that sense of community, like our community tree lighting. We had a community day at the school. So there are people working to try to rebuild that sense of community, and I hope they're successful.
I agree with that, because I think really the biggest change is when they did close the county schools, and I think it was around 1980, Blount County opened William Blount and Heritage, and that was the beginning of the change, because they really lost their companionship. And I know most of them are just familiar with a little group that they run with, and they have so many more activities. But as Pat says, I don't know all my neighbors, and back even in school, we knew everybody at Porter. And that's carried down through the years when I see or hear about somebody, even the grades prior to us and after us, we knew them. And so that has gone away with just the population growing and stuff. But anyway, everybody went to church, most people. And like Gail is talking about us, as far as we were all sort of the same level. There wasn't really... this group had more or whatever. Everybody was sort of the same level as far as what we had and stuff. So none of us were rich, but it was a time of, like I say, teamwork and stuff. So.
I think that's the community thing is by opening and the new bigger schools is taken away from the personal touch to teaching, sports, learning, and bigger is not always better.
That's the truth.
Yeah. That's the sad part. You don't have the closeness like we did. Like here in Porter, Wildwood, half the kids lived here right across from the school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody knew everybody, knew your business pretty much.
Yeah.
I didn't live down here, so they didn't know mine. But, by Pat and I, we were a kind of outsiders, I guess you might say, because we didn't grow up in Porter. But for the 4 years we were here, they were very memorable.
Okay, what are you most proud of your time? Would it be the championship, or was it something else that you wanted to talk about?
I think it would definitely be the championship, and not only the 67th championship, but the 59 and the 63, just to be associated with that group of ladies. Very proud of that.
I would say proud of teamwork, being on a team and seeing how that works with lifetime friendships. Here we are, however many years later, we're all still close and we can all still get together and remember each other. I remember all of them and count them as my friends today. We practiced hard, we played hard, and we won.
That was one of our benefits. I'm proud that I think the winning of that is a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a legacy to meet, and those other teams, I had family, cousins and things that were on those teams, and they inspired me and us.
Mm-hmm.
They were always supportive of us too, and it's something to say that we were one of the last state champions from Porter, and that'll always be a memory. Nobody can take that from you. So it was one special times.
Yeah. What is the most important lesson you learned from that time? I know we talked a lot about teamwork. So
hard work and teamwork pay off.
I had success comes in many, many ways, but to win, it takes hard work, goals, discipline, and having a good team with you. And I, just a little personal thing, I had a 30-year career at Bell South. And when I went and applied, you had to take a typing test. Well, because we played basketball, I never took the skills that women were supposed to have at that time, typing, shorthand, and all that, because basketball was that period. So they asked me where I went to school, high school. It was Porter High School. And I gave him some phenomenal number on how many words I could type, because I could not type. And so, come to find out, I did not have to take a typing test. But they hired me because they had several people from Porter High School that worked at Bell South. And I really think that was the reason I was hired. And I went on and had a career, worked myself up from the bottom to management and stuff. So all of those skills, I really think, helped me in my career as I went through my life.
I think commitment, it taught us commitment. Mm-hmm. And it taught us that working hard made us successful. And that is just not taught today. And I think commitment, and even some of my children, they don't have the commitment that we had, our parents had, in a time when our lives were being formed. So we, I think commitment was one of our biggest things to learn.
What would you like people to remember about your particular 1967 Porter basketball team?
That's hard.
I know.
Do y'all want to go ahead?
Well, I just think, as we said, we were a team. everybody did their part. It takes everyone to be a team, and we were proud to represent our school. We've not really mentioned as far as the teamwork part. We wore uniforms. We had these ugly gold blazers and navy skirts. When we walked into the gym, wherever we were, here we all come with those uniforms on. So we represented our school very well. And that was a part of Mr. Johnson's saying, Ben, you know. And, you know, you look back and we didn't, they weren't really all that pretty. But we looked good. We looked good. We came in and we showed them what it took to win games. And I think everybody sort of feared us when we came in because we usually won. I don't remember our exact record, but it wasn't fun to lose, let me say that.
In a way, I guess I want them to remember that, you know, even though we won the championship, that our community, our team, our school was kind of humble. I guess, is that a good word? Humble. We're humble winners. Mm-hmm. And we were just out to show the world that even little bitty people can make a difference and make a name for themselves, in which we did.
Anything else before we move on? Okay, our last question here. What advice would you give to younger generations about basketball, teamwork, involvement in sports? It's changed a lot, but some things never change. What advice would you give to the younger ones?
I want to give this not only to the younger generation, but to their parents. It's not to push them so hard. Let them have some time off to be kids. Some of these kids, they play their sport during season, and then they're on travel teams, and then they're tied up doing this or doing that with the sport. I think that they need some time off occasionally just to be kids.
Well, I've told other kids today, like when we were discussing this not too long ago, I walked into church and some man said, "Hey, I saw you on TV." I said, "Yeah, I was number 54. But parents probably wouldn't let their child play for Coach Johnson at this day and age because he ruled. There was no Cokes, no candy. We practiced all days. Parents respected his rules. And if you played for him, he was the boss. Nobody ever went to him and complained that their child wasn't getting to play or yelled at him at games. You played based on your practice, is how it did. So my advice to kids today would be to be part of a team and do your best and practice, and you'll have friends for life.
I'm like Glenda. If you have a sport, which doesn't mean you have to have multiple sports to play. And that's, I think, one of the backfalls of our kids. Some of the kids today, they play soccer, they play baseball, they play basketball, they play football. Cross country, you know, there's so many that they try to participate in that they don't, like she said, don't have time to be a kid. But I do stress, like Glenda says, if you have a sport, commit to that sport. Respect your coach and respect your team and be a team member. There is no respect, not only in sports, but in life general right now, I think. There's no respect of students and or teachers sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I guess one thing I would encourage is to have a spiritual life, of which nobody does anymore. And I think that's one of our basic things that helped us through our lives was our spiritual guidance too. And Coach was very good at that also. My biggest thing is respect and commitment and working hard.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there.